Oh, Bill, how are you?
How are you? So say, isn't that a day though? Beautiful.
I'm supposed to bust up the apple chair on this.
Fine, but I sometimes. You know, this time goes, it used to be that I'd always have to do all my writing virtually. I'd have to sit hard up at the desk. And now I sit working in the chair a great deal of time. Real tough. I have to do hard at this, but I can't do it all. I can't take the pressure quite as much as it. But you might have to.
I find it when I get down to the hard part of speech, I have to get through this.
You got to sit right at the desk and put your chair up hard. But you can make a lot of what I do is do all the preliminary drafting. What I'm doing, I think, might be
helpful.
But not saying it about it. And I haven't. We're going to announce the certain contact information. This is advice to the government that's announced. We're going to increase food prices, announce that, and now we need to help also improve the national transport of that, to participate in that. Right on that.
I've got a speech on national transport, and that's what you do. I'm sorry, but you probably can see. I might have a clear point. It's a question for the record. Anyway, I've got a media conference over the book. I'm going to hear the broad and small of the state. It's a pretty nice speech, actually.
Yeah. Well, we'll just get up and drum beat on this. You know, on the whole national defense, Vietnam issue, Bill, we're just going to fight it right on the line. If these people want to, I mean, they can't, they just say they got to take all of our sabotage. What Bill had in Vietnam, and also sabotage what we're going to try to do in the future. How the hell do you think we can deal with the Russians here? If we quit their ability this time.
Or that's my speech.
Or the mage. Or the.
That's really my speech.
Right. Basically, on the foreign policy.
Also, my speech, Mr. President, talks about it's one thing to talk about reduction of forces and so forth, and mobilization.
Yeah,
that would be fine. But you've got to look at what we've done the last 4 years, and then I list all the things we've done.
And that maybe, and also, we must be doing something right. And that they did a conflict, and also, Bill, as a matter of fact, you can almost start a speech by setting an argument to try to take the Lord's challenge. And we're not to take less. Even though we made this progress, but an argument. So, we have to realize that any reduction of our arms on our part, which is not mutual, increases the danger of war.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Well, what is your judgment on that subject today?
Well, Mr. Ben, I think you and I are probably in the same position. I mean, neither of us know a whole lot about it.
Well, we know the facts. What I mean is, I think I know who shot John, or at least I think I know who shot him. But I think I know who did what, and so forth, and so on. The problem is that I think now that how you handle these inevitable. And as you know, let me say, I have, you naturally have mixed emotions on this one. You did poor Adams, but when I left on that, I think you're wrong. It turned out to be wrong to him. But, you know, we were under hellish pressure from the likes of Britain. This is a different matter. This involves the situation here as far as the, it involves an implication that we must be doing something there. And we have cooperated and so forth. We have been trying to cover up. But we have got a bad hand to cover up. On the other hand, we can take the likes of Paul and Ehrlichman, et cetera, and Dean. All of whom I personally question as they tell us what facts are. We can hurt them. We can want to destroy it and so forth. On the other hand, they can't, it seems to me, they can destroy it two different ways. They can certainly be destroyed fairly apart from any criminal by the sort of sanitary group on the Republican program. And also, the whole But
what about auctions? And then you got a full property. We just took those the auctions.
No, very good. I was just talking about there's a hell of a problem that's inherent. One, for this reason. Everyone that supported you in your family almost was doing everything you could to help you. And part of that involved getting intelligence from the other side.
Right.
Now, intelligence is a perfectly proper course to follow, getting intelligence of the other side. It involves listening to their speeches, finding out what he's doing, trying his general attitudes are, what one candidate says about another, and all of that.
Doing paper man,
all of that. Right. And although some people might think it's sort of really cool, the fact that it's done, everybody does it, just like raising money.
Try to get advance notice as to what their schedules are, and so that you won't do it. You try to get what the subjects are, you try to find out from stenographers, newspaper people, everything.
Yeah. You try to find out who doesn't like who, and all of that sort of thing. Consequently, for all of you, all your people, Bob and John, everybody else involved in that, somewhere along the line, that got out of hand.
Correct.
They decided to commit crimes in order to find out what they decided to do. Now, because of the publicity and the interest that's been aroused, if you were involved in intelligence gathering, the implication is there that somehow you were involved in Watergate, which is not true. For example, Bob Baldwin obviously is involved in intelligence gathering. If you wanted information what candidates were saying.
Well, that's also even they closed Segretti business, which is closed.
Next up, Segretti business, $30.
Not every
week. And that's not true.
That Hall didn't even know about that, but nevertheless, Jake.
That's right. So you have that inherent problem. Then the second problem is, I don't mean to break you with this, but I'm not going to talk about you, but the second problem is that in an effort to protect you and protect probably unnamed persons, and I think probably Bob, because people felt they were protected by official. They took some real chances, probably unknowingly, afterwards, chances which could be construed as obstruction of justice.
And that's the problem. That's where their liability comes in, is the obstruction thing, which they probably need to think of in terms of your eye.
I think about what they were thinking about as serious as Phillips McMahon. I was probably trying to help them, if I don't help them. And it may well be that it doesn't advise to think of crime, but then it carries those in the heads up to those connotations, which is almost as bad.
Well, if you're on the other side, it's
so I would think that there would be two really, and it depends a lot on how the thing is done, sensitive. If somebody can explain the point I made first about intelligence as distinguished from doing things in the criminal or if you can get intelligence, then you can exclude a lot of the things that happen there that are not necessarily desirable, but everybody doesn't. Now the criminal act itself is minor as hell. I was talking about,
unsuccessful burglary.
Yeah. Well, I mean, hell, in every divorce case, right, you even stand for me to break into a telephone.
Do they all?
So that part of it isn't too serious. But it's the attempt to cover up later on that causes trouble. Now, when you ask me, Mr. President, what to do, one thing I would not do, but I'm not sure exactly what I recommend. Yeah, well, I'll recommend something, I must say. No course to be attractive. I don't like the idea of a special panel at all. For a lot of reasons. The principal ones are, first, there's no reason to suspect the court system can't handle it.
Let me say it, without going into the special panel, I came down against it. So if Bob Harvey came out for another, I said, well, how are you going to get into what they're going to go on? Second, how are you going to third, it's going to take a hell of a long time and hold back this in my hand.
handle the rock and to do is to then you go that route. It also re-magnifies it even bigger.
That little remnant now, but that's right. That's my second point. That would be the only time in history that's happened this way.
War.
Well, even the War Commission wasn't to investigate anybody in the administration.
That's what I meant, but it was a special panel. But if you remember, we always have the idea of special panels. I think it was even suggested at the time of the 5% thing. It was suggested to all, you know, administrations. How about it was suggested at the time of the Adams and special panels? So what's the matter with that? Now, I just don't think you can. So
were done, it would take some time, obviously. And I would think it would slow down the Senate committee. I don't think there's anything to do with stopping.
Let me put it this way. Here's what I have in mind. I hope the grand jury is tough. So does the committee of Congress. God damn it, you know, both of them proved that every time. The committee of Congress, first of all, the committee of Congress is a double weapon. It destroys a man's character in the public. And second, if the files turned over, you know that the Department of Justice for prosecution and then prosecute before that. So he gets a double.
And yeah, nobody knows the
title. We did it to two people. We did it to his, I did this. He did it to the 5% of
General Myers, but then they got John Merrigan.
It all went down. Now, the question is, I would like to be in a position to say that the proper place would be first to the argument. And let me distinguish the histories where I think this comes from. And that would always distinguish the rights of what I would do. I mean, your case is a little different. Then his case, we went forward with the investigation under enormous public assault and editorials in virtually all of the major papers and so forth said the proper place for this to be had was in a court of law. And the reason that we went forward was that the statute of limitations had run. That's why when I pointed that out, I said, can't send this to court for under the statute of limitations. Once, however, the perjury was committed, then it was up to the Justice Department. See, we nailed his perjury, that is, at least in our sessions. It was up to the Justice Department to prosecute. The Justice Department would not prosecute. Then we continued. And that's what broke the pump in the papers, and then they did prosecute. Once they started their prosecution, there was never another hearing in history. My point is that the proper place for a hearing, the proper place for a criminal complaint to be heard and so forth is in the judicial system. It's only when the judicial system is not being followed that you can justify a congressional man trying to kick him in the ass and make him follow, which is, of course, that's a legitimate function of the congressional committee. Get the judicial to dig out things the judicial system is not digging out. Now, in this instance, why couldn't you make the case for saying, everybody in the White House will say that. Executive privilege, and they will testify for it. And as far as Congress is concerned, until this proceeding is completed, we are prepared to support it.
Well, I think you could do that. I think that you
see, the point is on the executive, what I do not want, I want to avoid, basically, if we can, on the other standpoint, the spectacle that I'm calling early, you know, all up there, and full of my day after day after day, and I do not doubt that I'll be able to hear out there. That's where the executive privilege bothers, and that's frankly what's involved. It isn't a privilege. It's why it's having them up there under those circumstances. But if they're all before a grand jury, and they're testifying there, I don't know. Okay, give me your product. If that won't rush, you won't rush.
I think it'll rush. I don't think, well, I'm sure.
Because otherwise, let me say this. You're going to have to do the grand jury anyway. I mean, if you're going to have to do the committee, you feel you're going to have to deal with the executive privilege and all the rest. Hell, we won't do the grand jury. Why throw it to them twice? Then let them try to screw it around. Okay. I'm trying to think of a way that, you know, it's the double jeopardy business to a certain extent. It really is. You go before the grand jury, you go before the lips off. From a PR standpoint, we have two road shows, except the first one, of course, in private. But I mean that you can say that this is your criminal charges now, and it should be heard. And publish information they have to say anything out, which you know that the judge could order.
I think it's a matter of making almost get the judge to maybe even join with you in saying
sure the trials are going to be similar trials. But I agree with you that it's worth a try. Whether it will depend a little bit on how the animals develop.
Look, here's the point. The reason Herb gets into it at the present time is that he says the court did go before the line, right? But it is your point, which you make all very, very perceptive. And now you've got the judge, the white charger guy. Well, fine, he's the white charger guy. Let's let him lose. He's the man to look into it because there's Herb in question. His integrity. He wants to get to the bottom. We're cooperating totally. Yep.
That's what I think. I feel like it's a mission to do this for today. You know, I don't have any idea what they'll call it off.
And all they'll call it off.
But if they don't call it off,
if they don't call it off,
what's that? They can delay it for quite a while. Yeah. Certainly, I think you could ask for it. You could say,
if they don't call it off, then no. What do we do about having an executive privilege? The whole point. What you would do then is try to negotiate a basically an informal hearing, which is what our back.
Well, I think if you take that position and go further, I'd just say, I'm not going to make it available.
Yeah.
It's my assistance. I made it available to the answer.
And that's the proper forum, and I'm not going to make it. Well, you see, that's the reason that I did it. That's what I had thought of. Just playing a hard one. I think what the public wants to know, they want to be damn sure that the president. If you have the FBI under suspicion or the Attorney General under suspicion, you can have that doing. But they're both suspect. But the judge is not suspect. So you say to the judge, all right, we turn it all over to you. And that's it. And that's the proper place for it to be done. Not up in any circus roadshow up there that we're going to do. And we'll be there, but we're not going to wave as far as this thing is concerned.
I think that was the line I would say.
I think it's a very hard line, and then stick to it.
I think that's the best.
And you say, can you do it? Or just stick to it and let them. Then if they want to, then after that, if they want to have legal testimony, have a legal testimony. I don't think they're held
up. I think that's the best solution.
And then let the committee that have eventual superior witnesses. Who would that go? The partner problems. That's what I think happened. But, Bill, I talked to Holland and Erlington almost virtually every day from the 1st of January until the election about scale, but they were in the campaign. But I mean, this week, they're not heard back, but it was really good. Never once did anybody mention anything. Nothing. I think they were told. You know what I mean? I mean, after all, they would have said, well, look, we've got an operation. We're not going to tell you that. There was never a mention of the goddamn thing. Here I was in Florida, June 17th, I think you read it. I said, what in the hell is this? And Herb, and I know all of them were surprised, at least it was the best actor.
No, no.
I know her, I know Coulson. Others talked to Herb, John Herb, of course, was the guy who called me and everybody said, but the guy had this famous, fabulous notion came up and I was like, all right, now let's assume they're all telling the truth about what did happen. I think Mitchell authorized it. I don't think he did it, perhaps, in a very conscious way, but what happened here apparently was that they had this group over there, you know, these people with the administration around and so forth. And they were supposed to get intelligence, and then they had this wild-eyed scheme, you know, pretty impression on people sitting around. Apparently, they discussed such a scheme. It was turned down. And then they discussed it a second time, and Dean was present on both occasions, not, but Dean said, look, this won't go, this can't go on this course. Then, at a later time, they went on and went ahead with it anyway. Because they said they had to get information, and so forth, and so on, and so on. Now the question is, who will trigger to go forward with this combat scheme? My view is that Bruder, who was the acting character, Mitchell, all tied up with this Marco Dalton, which you well imagine, is international company. What in the name of God are they going to find there?
But I think what happened to John, you know, John is sitting around smoking his pipe and all the rest, busy with everything else. He said, well, go ahead, but what you can, boy, whatever it is, but don't tell me about it, and I'll let you talk. But somebody had to prove it. I didn't expect it.
That's been my guess.
I had never asked Mitchell on this one, and I probably will have to ask him.
Oh, Chris, I wouldn't ask him.
You wouldn't? What else would I ask him? Why should I ask him? Why should I know? I can't put him in a position of lying to him. He's already lied. You see, Mitchell has said that. You see, my only statement on it is that totally honest and candid. I did nothing about it. I disapproved of it. And no one in my house was involved. Period. I've said that. That is the honest to God truth. Now, in terms of what happened afterwards, there are the questions. I mean, somebody promised him clemency and the rest. Not me. Not your damn life. I know what the hell I promised him clemency.
Oh, Greg Wilson would probably use. Chuck is a very careless man. The guy has a careless ability.
Yeah.
Gets into the fire ideas.
But he is very likely to have said, well, I'll do my best to get it. But he sure, the problem is, he never discussed it. He never said the president would grant it. That's the kind of thing that he did.
No, he wouldn't say that.
They might get that impression. And of course, you have a problem. He took care of the financial. On that, he's done right out of the very sponge of a raise. The way I have taken it, they would have to do it after the defense on us to say we're trying to help these people because they were entitled to counseling, they were entitled to this during this time. That's very good. Of course, they say they were better because they were trying to be shut up, but you don't know what they're going to say. Well, anyway, no use to borrow trouble in that direction. The whole point is, my own view is still that you've got to figure that it's all going to come out. Now, I don't mean by that that you put it out. In other words, you've got to figure that is the risk. So therefore, you must have no statements made, no position statement, which would be covering up what may eventually come out. That's what I don't want to do. I want to do it. The third point is, however, that consistent with trying to see that good guys don't get burned here. I don't want to denude them. You know what I mean? That's why I think that if I look in the background for this one, I'm going to keep them the hell out of the committee. But I have got to feed them up to the grand jury. And I think the place to feed them up to is to surrender. Now, I'm arguing the case, and I'm presenting a proposition, but I'd like you to be kind of, because I don't believe you can do anything else. Now, I don't believe that the special panel will quash it at all. I don't believe beating them up to the committee in the executive session washes. That would be just as bad. And I don't believe just holding on and letting it come out drip by drip washes. Another thing about the surrender that it appeals to me, the word is that we should search for it. It will move fast. Because I don't want to get the goddamn thing done.
Another thing, Mr. President, is that people are going to wonder, well, why did you do it now? You got a good reason for doing it now. That is McClure's statement.
Yeah.
Up to this point, you were talking to your assistant, so he told you the story.
That's right.
And that's
now he's made charges.
Now he's made charges, very serious charges, reflecting on that.
That's right.
On the process.
I've asked that these charges be investigated. I agree.
So that's why.
Well, there's another reason not for doing it now. There's another reason too. From a trial was going on there. A trial, you know, until it was finished. I mean, there was no. I couldn't interfere with that. The prosecutor, anybody was. I wasn't trying to stop anybody from testifying. There's never any instance of that. Of the White House trying to keep anybody from the White House from giving statements. In fact, they got statements from everybody at home. Why didn't they get them? Because nobody charged them.
second biggest people say, well, why did you play second fiddle? Changed your mind before. There really were no charges made against anybody that protected the White House.
Correct. I have never claimed that executive privilege ran to a case of a charge of a crime.
Well, absolutely. Now the court has said things would suggest that there's a possibility that this time I'm going to try it. But your assistance themselves wanted
that they asked for the right to advise under the circumstances. And also, I could say that there's no executive privilege. Probably we just have to say that we just have to get off the thing the best we can. That's all. We know why we're playing the thing. This is what I was trying to play the thing on the sideshow. But I think you justify that. I don't think it's going to make a hell of a lot of difference as to why you do it then and why did you do it now. If you do it,
if they do it,
if you do it,
that's what counts.
Then it's their story. Now the risk.
How are you get along with planting? Will he be all right to do this? Is he going to do it? Yeah. Will he be all right to talk to Siri coming up?
Doesn't know a goddamn thing about it, that's what for sure. He's been miles away. Findies is a very good friend of Zurich, as you say. He's a very good friend of his. So I would think that he could go and talk and see what the little judge would want to do.
I'm actually the closest, one of the closest friends that I've had, but I didn't want to do it.
Sharika?
Yeah. I put him over. Yeah, I appointed him.
Well, he's a good judge, apparently. He's doing what he should, except is, I think he's gone overboard on the sentences. I mean, you don't get about 55 years for for breaking an error.
Well, that's what I'm saying, just go to the scale.
Sure. But my point is, he's pretty darn long lived here, about 20 years. Got him for busy long, but he's not because he's blind. And he hopes that he'll crack through the fences. But nevertheless, I'm not going to criticize him for being tough. To hell with it. That's the kind of judge you want.
Yeah. Yeah. And he's the kind of fellow that the public would respect you.
That's right. Well, are you suggesting you can talk to Sri?
No, I don't think so. No, I think it's better to find this.
The only problem is whether or not my niece is, as you say, so tainted in Sri. I can't do it not knowing what's going on.
I think that
now John Ehrlichman, of course, he's always so public. We go on national television and shut down the commission or something more tomorrow. So if I said another thing, I'd like to do it on Saturday tomorrow night. It's going to go on for a while and so forth. But I'm going to get the Vietnam thing out of the way. I think as we learned, the beauty of our hand and the fun of case was the time in which we did. And we hit. Everybody forgot the thing. Now in this instance, it's time now to do something. It's time due to the preferred charges, that's all.
Look, the
preferred charges has changed the whole thing.
So I think the way to do this kind of thing is to do it. After all, he's still a lawyer. He's every time in the United States.
And he says what? He goes right down the line.
He says the president was asking the folks to address the following matters. First, he's pretty certain that you have available to you everything you need to get to the bottom of this whole thing.
Right.
He's read the McCoy statement. So they upset. He wants to give you his choice.
He's ready for statement.
So that's point number one. Two, he suggested if you have any questions about the Department of Justice and the U.S. Attorney's Office and what prosecutors have been handling this case, they can feel more comfortable with a special prosecutor to handle it from now on. President's prepared to work that out to your satisfaction.
He finds each day.
He finds each day, that's right.
I used to work with him and get his prosecutor that you want. That's the proof.
That's right.
Right. say further, it's directed that I do everything that is necessary to cooperate with you against the special prosecutor who thinks necessary, getting special grand jury if you want, and finally, getting total cooperation from White House staff. He wants you to call, he wants you to call for that grand jury, the prosecutor, call before that grand jury, every member of the White House staff who is remaining directly or indirectly in question. So, because he has had an investigation there, and he's been on the go on that, he doesn't want a cloud hanging over the White House. I think the House has something to do. Now, how do you answer earlier?